She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, on Wednesdays, we like to set aside the headlines for just a second and give you some sort of insight on how you can do a better job with those ankle biters in your house. Not the pets, the kids. It's summer, and the exhaustion is probably starting to set in, Mom, so I get it. I totally get it. My bride these days, sometimes literally questions, why did I have these children? That's why you need the Parenting Express with Shelley Goldberg, because what we do is we help you find tips and angles and ideas and thoughts for how to do it better and even survive the dreary days of summer. Shelley, welcome back. Good to have you. Screen time. Now, this is what you sent over is what we're going to talk about. I see this all over the place. I see nowadays, instead of families at restaurants, when we go for brunch, for example, on Sundays and somebody's kid is acting up, they don't like engage the child and ask them questions or anything. They end up pulling out their smartphone and saying, here, watch a Netflix. And we saw that happen a couple of times, and my wife goes, you know what, we're not going to be that family. So we play like 20 questions, and we have guessing games, and we play hangman. We do all kinds of stuff. But the screen time, it is really a problem in some ways now.
It's a big problem, and this is a topic we're going to revisit for sure many times. And I became aware of it again last night, Kevin. I went to see Earth, Wind, and Fire. Fabulous. And I'm sitting there, and 90% of the audience is grown-ups. We're spending our time recording the concert, as opposed to being in the moment and actually watching. So what kind of crazy role models are we if we're always on our smartphones and we're not limiting our screen time? And interestingly enough, there was an article in the New York Times a couple of days ago. There are now screen consultants, Kevin.
What?
There are screen consultants. They're being paid a fortune. And they'll come into your home, they'll come into the schools, the church, the synagogues, and they are being paid anywhere from $85 an hour up to $250 an hour. And this is such a big problem. So what are these screen consultants doing? They go into the home, and the first thing they do is they identify for the parents the obvious things that are right there in front of you that can inspire your kids to be creative, and to be, to be more educational in their play. So they might point out to Kevin, look, Kevin, there's a ball, there's dress-up clothes, there's a jump rope. Your children, let your children be spending time doing those things. You seem to already know this. You have a whole list of things that you do, and that's wonderful. The other things that these screen consultants are doing, is they will get the parents to play remembering exercises. Kevin, remember when you were a child. What did you do to amuse yourself?
Oh, I did all kinds of things. But I think what we did, and this is part of the necessity of not having every minute of your life booked with stuff, right? When I was a kid, in the summertime in particular, we had kind of a simple routine. So there was time carved out. Now, my mom limited our, technical screen time at that time, which was just the TV. That was the only screen we had. But it was off in the corner. I got, 30 minutes a day. So I could pick maybe one sitcom or something, or I could save it up for 2 days in a row and get to watch the A-Team on Monday night or whatever it was. But the rest of the week, I had a lot of time that wasn't structured. And there would be a rest period each day. I'd pull out books. I read the entire Hardy Boys series, multiple times one summer, because I could just pound through reading and so that engages the imagination. Once you stimulate the imagination, the world opens up to you. But the problem with this screen stuff is that it predetermines everything. It's one of the reasons why I prefer radio to television in my own commentary work, because I feel like people have a different attachment to radio because their mind is actively working to fill in the pictures that the words are not filling in for you the way a screen does. Your brain gets lazy when you're in front of a screen, whereas if you're being stimulated through oral communication, your brain acts in a different way. And so I just think it's something the current generation is losing. They're losing the capacity to really grow in the use of their imagination, in the use of their mind.
I agree with you, and that's something I want to talk about. We should both talk about the use of imagination and how it's not being utilized. But in closing, here are some other things that parents can do that these screen consultants are recommending.
Okay.
No phones at dinner pledge. Make a pledge.
Yep.
Also, just
put them in a lockbox. Just set them over to the side. Nobody looks at it.
Yes, and doing it with groups of parents in your neighborhood, so you're not doing it alone. Maybe there's a wait until you're in eighth grade until you get a phone pledge.
Yeah.
But doing it with other families. Educate yourself on electronic use. Maybe you get a pet. Maybe you get a dog or a cat, so your kids are investing their time in something wonderful like that. Create tech-free zones in your house, like maybe the dining room. No phones. Definitely don't have screen, you know, things in your kid's bedroom. You don't want the TV. You don't want the computer. Out of your kid's room.
Yep.
And talk to your kids about the dangers of too much screen time. I mean, you have to have those conversations on an ongoing basis.
You don't want them to turn into zombies. That's the basic bottom line.
Yes.
Shelley Goldberg, always appreciate the insights. Good stuff today, lady. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. Thanks, Shelley. We'll talk to you again soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.